The Health Chat with Opal Health Supplies is a conversational style podcast bringing you the stories behind dynamic, innovative and trending brands in the natural health space. Join our hosts, Andrew Whitfield Cook, Rick Hay and me, Vicky Solaritis, for an informative conversation with guests that are passionate about natural health and create products making a difference to the lives of many. The Health Chat, bringing you the story behind your favourite brands.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Health Chat. I'm Vicky, and today I'm joined with my co-host, Rick Hay. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon. And you know, one of my favourite topics we're talking about today, aging well. And notice we've named it aging well rather than anti-aging.
Yeah,
I'm making a point there.
Yeah, you can't stop aging. It's going to happen. Do it nicely. Yeah, I love it.
I know. I think we're onto something.
So we are going to discuss our top products in this category. And this was very, very difficult, right?
Yeah. And you know, what we're going to do, we're going to bring you three of our favorites, or three or four of our favorites each. And then we're going to do some other podcasts on the other ones, because there were just too many. We had to walk through the warehouse, and we've got so many good aging well products that it's hard to fit them all into one. But I'm going to start off then, and I'm going to kick it off with one of my all-time favourites, and I'm going to do Green Nutritionals Organic Vitamin C, and it comes in capsules and powder. Now, the reason I've chosen this one is that many people, when they think about collagen, they think about collagen powders or bone broths or whatnot. They don't often think about vitamin C, but there's actually around the world lots of research and lots of allowable claims on vitamin C and collagen production. So whilst you might dismiss it as just being for immune function, it also can help skin, reduction in fine line of wrinkle and wrinkles and all that sort of thing. So it's a really nice, simple ingredient that people are familiar with, but they may not be familiar with it for the collagen production. And the reason I like this one first and foremost is it's organic, so it's nice and clean and green, and the formula itself is whole food based, which is another one of my favourite things. So what you end up with is either capsules or tablets, capsules or powder, with whole food vitamin C boosters. So in here you've got acerola berry or cherry. It goes under two names. It's got a pseudonym. Must have been up to something. But people do around the world get a bit antsy if you don't call it by the right one. So you've got to be careful. It's also known as the Barbados cherry. But it's rich in vitamin C, acerola. There's camu in there. There's also baobab and some others also. But nice whole food formula, going to top up your immune function, going to give you that aging well skin help a little bit with stress as well, because vitamin C is connected with a better stress response, and if you're depleted you might need a little more. So that's my first one. In the capsules as well, Vicky, there's sea buckthorn. In the powder there's just the other ones, but in the capsules there's sea buckthorn, which has the omega-7. And so that omega-7 is going to help with all the things that the essential fatty acids do, with skin nourishing, plumping, but also cognition and all that jazz. So that's number one for me.
I love that one. I give that to my kids because it doesn't contain any ascorbic acid, so it's quite gentle and it's from whole food. Very good formula. Good choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Talking about vitamin C, and I know that that's a collagen booster. This one contains collagen. It is. I like it because of the taste. The raw collagen, the raw beauty, I love it because it tastes really good. This particular one that I take is the mixed berry flavor, and it tastes like raspberry jelly crystals. And it's nice and sweet, even though it doesn't contain any sugar. It also is great with yogurt. I like that because it sweetens my yogurt, and I use it as a treat with my kids. I take this mainly for my hair and my skin and my joints because of the marine collagen. I really like it. And it also contains artichoke, which is great inulin. Good for the gut. That's why I take this one.
I really love it because it's like a functional food, isn't it? And then you're adding the functional food into the food, wearing a food extravaganza. Nice one. Yeah. And I'm going to move on to my second one, which I almost forgot. I almost forgot the order. We only got three and I almost got it wrong. Anyway. Maybe we're going to do cognitive function next week. Always going to find the same theme with me, everyone. But this one is beauty berries. Mm-hmm. And the reason I chose this particular formula is that years ago when I was working with a biochemist and a naturopath, he would always talk about staining the fingers and things that stain the fingers. And I know this sounds very simplistic, But that's why I'm a big fan of turmeric. I'm a big fan of blueberries, those polyphenols, and anything that gives that stain on your fingers generally is a good immune booster.
Yeah.
But because it's a good immune booster, again, it's going to be good for the skin. So this one in particular, I like it again because it's got those whole food powders in it. So there's the berry, there's acai, there's a little bit of marine algae as well to give it, again, those essential fatty acids. A nice collection of berries together with those cofactors that are going to help you with, you know, maybe a more glowing skin, which is still going to deliver the vitamin C, but give you that more glowing benefit. So might be a nice one if you've had a, you know, a big night. Not that naturopaths do that or nutritionists, but you know, if you've overindulged, this is a nice one to put us to put into your regime. The other reason I like it is that if we've got that deep those deep pigments and therefore an abundance of phytonutrients, etc., what we're getting is that antioxidant benefit. Therefore, we're going to get the free radical benefits. You know, the whole anti-inflammatory benefits, which are so important for the skin. If we are having, you know, inflammation, we're generally having stress, and then stress is going to make it all worse. So again, coming back to that holistic treatment of it and looking at not just putting a cream on the skin, but doing something from within, I think this is a nice one. You may well also find that you get another benefit from this. And you know what? This is my key ingredient to talk about. And again, I almost forgot it. But it's got beetroot in it. So therefore, it's going to have that benefit on nitric oxide. So if you're into, you know, sport, this might be a nice one, a good one for circulation as well, a nice one for cardiovascular health. So a little bit more than just a beauty berries. I'd call it beauty berries plus.
Yeah.
But a nice one, you know, if you were doing your a workout or some and you were using your collagen product, maybe you could add this in as well, give you that little bit of boost for some clean energy as well. So that's number two.
Tastes good too. Tastes really good, that one. So talking about staining and things that have that deep pigment takes me to Tager. I wonder if there's a good image there. It's kind of difficult because of the sun, but...
Yeah, we've got it. That'll do.
This is my favourite product in terms of recovery with extreme exercise. And my husband took this with him when he went to Norway and climbed up these fjords because of the incredible potent antioxidant effect that this has. And in fact, it's listed with the TGA. And Tager, which I didn't know until last year, relates to, it's the term that's used for the land biome in the northern part of the northern hemisphere, where there are a whole bunch of pine needles, you know, in different countries all around that northern part. And this is a Siberian version. And so when you see this, it looks like blood, but it's extracted with CO2 extraction. So there's no alcohol, gently extracted, and it tastes like the forest.
Oh.
Now, the beauty of tasting like the forest is not just its taste, but these trees can withstand extreme temperatures from minus 40 degrees right through to positive 40 degrees. So it can withstand these extreme temperatures. So if a plant or a tree can do that, imagine what happens when you consume its life force. Very potent. Tastes good, safe to give to kids. Not that they need it because their mitochondria are so buzzing, but great if you're into heavy workouts. Number two.
Oh, wow. And you know,
2 mil. So good. Sorry.
And I was going to say, we've probably got some good immune boosting properties to it then for what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
it's, and it's also got other synergistic elements. So it's got iron, chromium. It's such a good all rounder.
And, you know, I'm going to move on then to number three. Yeah. And I chose this one. It's been around for a while now, Vital Greens All in One. And the reason I chose it is I talked about the berries and we talked about the deep reds and that earlier in this episode, but I just want to talk about the greens. You know, I always say, again, when I was practicing, it was all about, for me, the greens, the reds, the essential fatty acids and a multi-mineral, multivitamin thing to start people off on with, did I say essential fatty acids? Yeah, with them. But this is a really nice one because it's got all your usual suspects that you expect, spirulina, chlorella, a little bit of kale, et cetera. But it comes with the other synergistic elements that have got prebiotics and probiotics. And I think we're going to talk about skin health or aging well. aging, automatically when people go to aging, they go to, oh, gee, I want to look better, don't they? But when we talk about the gut, we're going to, you know, if we get gut function better, we're going to inevitably help with mood as well, because a lot of serotonin is produced in there, as you know. But if we have a nice functioning gut, we're going to have a better functioning liver, and therefore, again, that skin is going to get the benefits of that as well. And because so few people get their five a day, I mean, the stats on that, on how many people eating five a day is scary. And I think it's less now than around 30% of the population are actually getting five a day. And that's just five. And as you know, the Japanese do it in different colours, 15, 16, 17 coloured foods recommended. We can't even get to five, you know, servings of fruit and veg. I think this is a really nice safety net if you're not getting that. And you can put it in a smoothie, you know, disguise it with kids with berries and that sort of thing. Just watch the dose if you're giving it to children, of course, and, you know, always read the label, et cetera. But I like this one because, again, going back to that pigment thing and the fact that it's antioxidant rich, it's nourishing. And I love things like spirulina and corella. I think they're like a multivitamin from nature without us having to you know, add in all the extras. You know, you look at that and you think, well, I'm going to get some vitamin A, I'm going to get some iron, I'm going to get some E, all important about oxygen supply, good for skin health, the A and the E. So you're getting a nice all-round formula that's going to give you the prebiotic and probiotics, you know, together as well. So really nice, simple recommendation, but one that we shouldn't forget that with everything new that's out there, we still want our greens, we still want our reds, we still want our blues, we still want our purples, and this makes it a nice, easy way for you to do that.
Look, that product really has stood the test of time. That's a great product.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you can't get someone to take 3, 4, 5 things, start them on that, and it's a nice way to go. And you know that old principle, isn't it? Treat the gut first, and then all the rest follows. I think as well. What I should say in there, there's also some gotcha cola, some ginseng as well. So there's a little bit of stuff around, you know, brain health, and again coming back to the stress. So a nice all round formula for someone who wants to try it. And again, you know, you're talking earlier, if you're doing lots of exercise or you're a bit frazzled, then this is for you. And I think at the moment we're globally bloody frazzled, don't you? I mean, that should be the that's what we should do one on, how not to be frazzled. But stay tuned. But that sort of sums it up, doesn't it? How the world's been, I think. So yeah, might help with a little bit of extra frazzle.
And that contains resveratrol, yeah?
Yes, it does. I'm going to leave that one to you because I know it's your next product. But great for telling me the health, cellular health, and so I really like that as well.
Yeah. So my number one of all time that I've been taking for 10 years is resveratrol. And it all started with a podcast that I listened to many years ago by an Australian geneticist called David Sinclair. And he now works at Harvard, or he does some research for Harvard in the US. And he was talking about resveratrol. And I remember I just had my first child and I was like, oh, I feel so, whoa. I feel so, whoa. And a part of healthy aging is having that boost of energy, right? Mm-hmm. And as soon as I took resveratrol under his advice, we'll call it, my energy's just soared. And I've been taking it for such a long time, but I was taking it in the grape skin extract form. And now I know a little bit more and I've done a lot more research. So I take it as the Japanese knotweed form. And that's because it's more bioavailable. So it's the trans form of it rather than the cis form. So I take this, and this is an optimal RX practitioner only herbal extract, and this comes in both a glycitract and an ethanolic extract. I take it as a simple every single morning, 5 mL, and now I take it in conjunction with nicotinamide because this helps to drive NAD into the cell and give you that incredible boost of energy. Plus, when I do my fasting days, it just keeps me, I don't have that dip because of that NAD, right? It just keeps me like that.
Wow.
So I'm gonna
try that. I take a resveratrol in a capsule form, but I'm a big fan of the optimal Lysitrat range in particular. I mean, they make compliance.
Yeah.
It makes compliance so good.
So easy.
I looked into David Sinclair's research as well. You know, he worked with something called the short-lived fish, which is an unfortunate name, the short-lived fish, because you kind of kind of like, you know, you think you're not going to live very long. But I think it helped with the short-lived fish and resveratrol research around all that. But it was it's certainly one of the best, going back to that telomere, and you want healthy telomeres and that don't sort of shorten over time, and we give them that better protection from resveratrol. And I do believe it touches back on to what you were talking about earlier about the protective nature of the plant. And I think resveratrol is an actual pest protectant, or they think it is. So it's very protective of the plant and therefore of us. It's a really good one.
Yeah. So that's the practitioner form, but it is available in a lot of retail products like your Vital Greens, and also this new one by Hydro Longevity. And this contains NAD. So it's got resveratrol, NAD, it's got some ginseng. It's a really good synergistic formula, and it tastes superb. So when I finish this guy, which is probably in 2 days, I'm moving on to this one.
You know what I like about those, that and that particular approach? We're moving into that more longevity sphere with aging and aging well with resveratrol particularly, and a couple of the other ingredients. But that's really nice. I was talking to someone the other day and saying, there's really, if you plan it well and do it well, you know, excluding unforeseen circumstances, that you should be able to, you know, have a game of tennis in your early 80s. You know, granted, you'll be moving slowly, but if you take care of that, and I think resveratrol is one of those key things. I haven't mentioned, we haven't got a product with coenzyme Q10 in it, but we'll do that in another one as well. But that's another one of my faves, and you combine that together with resveratrol and magnesium. I think you're doing wonderfully well.
This does have CoQ10 and lipoic acid.
Okay.
This formula is very clever. Very clever.
Yeah.
And it's also got some sprouted greens.
So you can do the gut as well for that.
Next time we do this, I'm going to be unrecognizable.
I'm the one who needs to be unrecognizable.
No, really.
I think that's clear to everyone. They're probably thinking, why didn't he say that? But we'll do more in this series. It's a good one. I think we have broken it down into different categories. So we'll follow on with this. And I think I think we need to do our frazzled one as well. This is purely from selfish perspective, because this year has been. Do people still say it's been a doozy, or is that just me? Yeah. No. Okay.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah. What a great way to end.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I'm so excited. We'll do another one soon.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone watching, listening, or whatever it was they were doing as they were listening.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.